going to learn Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We left off on the bottom of Daf Chaf Beis and Beis, about four lines before the end of the page. We had just learned in the Mishnah how they would spread the word that they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh by lighting torches on the mountaintop, and one mountaintop would see the other mountaintop, and it would keep on going in that direction. Tan Rabbanan, so the Brisa teaches us as follows: Ein Masiyin Masuas El Al Chodeshin Er Bizmano. They would only Lekacho, they would only do this whole torch raising way of informing people when they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh on day 30, which means when the previous month was Chaser, not when it was Malay. Ve'emasai Masiyin, and when would they do this? Lo'or Iburo, on the night after the 30th day, the Yom HaIbur, because if they were Ma'abur the Chodesh on that day to the previous month, meaning they would do the night after day 30. L'meimr the Chaser Avdinan va'amale lo Avdinan. So says Gemara, does that mean to tell me that they would only do it L'meimr da Chaser Avdinan va'amale lo Avdinan? They would only do this for a Chodesh Chaser, not for a Chodesh Malay? My time, what would be the reason to distinguish? You would think it would be better to do it on every month, whether it's Malay or Chaser, and therefore no one could ever make a mistake. The Kutim won't be able to trick us, because if the Kutim go up on the 30th day, even if Bezim is not Mekadish L'Chodesh, the next day when Bezim goes up on Shoshim Echad, everyone's going to see that it must have been the Kutim who were messing around the previous day. So why would they dafka do it only when Bezim is Mekadish L'Chodesh on day 30? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Gzeira Mishum Rosh Chodesh Chaser Shechalios Erev Shabbos. Because what happens if it's a Rosh Chodesh Chaser that falls out on Erev Shabbos, where the 30th day that they're being Koveh as Rosh Chodesh is on Friday? Amos Avdei, Avdi, when would they light the torches? Ba'apuke Shabta, on Motzai Shabbos, because they couldn't do it on Friday night. So when it would have been the appropriate time, Diamat Navin Nami Amalei. And if you're going to say that they would light the torches for a Chodesh Malay as well, then that's a problem. Asulamiti, then in that situation, people would come to make a mistake, because that would be the night that you would normally light it for a Malay, would be that Motzai Shabbos. Amri Hai Chaser Hu, if it really is a Malay, people are going to say, oh, it must be a Chaser. And the reason they didn't light it yesterday is Mishum Delo Efshar, because it was Friday night, they couldn't. O Dilma Malehu, or maybe really it's a Chodesh Malay, O Bizmano Avdu, and they're really lighting it at the right time. So the reason they don't light the torches every month is because when the proper night for lighting the torches would be Friday night, they would have to delay it one night, and that would be totally confusing to delay it one night, because people wouldn't know whether that's the real Rosh Chodesh or that's just the delay night. So says the Gemara, V'le'avid beina malei beina chaser, but you could do the torch lifting both on a malei and a chaser, v'chimikla rosh chodesh be'erev Shabbos lo la'avid klal. And if it's a chodesh chaser on erev Shabbos, Bezim will be kovei the chodesh on Friday, then they'll just skip the whole torch raising ceremony. They won't even do it on Motzai Shabbos. V'kivin do avdina Motzai Shabbos, and since they're not going to light the torches on Motzai Shabbos, v'avdina na malei, and they do light the torches even on a chodesh malei, mediyadi de chaser. Everyone's going to know that it's a Chodesh Chaser, because if it were a Chodesh Malay and it was Nikvan Shabbos, why wouldn't they light it on Matzoy Shabbos the way they did it by every Chodesh Malay? So by definition, you'll know that it's a Chodesh Chaser, and that's why they didn't light the torches Matzoy Shabbos. So then we're back to the question, why not do it for a Chodesh Malay and a Chodesh Chaser? And if it were to happen that it's a Friday night, the rule will be, we just won't do it this month. People will still come to make a mistake, because Amri, they're going to say, Hai Malay, who really was a Chodesh Malay, and they should have lit the torches on Matzoy Shabbos, avdi, and the reason they didn't do that is because there must have been some sort of onus that occurred from the drinking on Shabbos, and they didn't get their act together in time, but they're really going to think it was a Chodesh Malay. So the Gemara says, but still, I could push further with this question. Why weren't they misaking to light the torches? Why were they misaking to light the torches only by a Chodesh Chaser, not by a Chodesh Malay? Why don't they do the reverse? Why don't they only light the torches for a Malay and not for a Chaser? Amar Abaye, so Abaye answers, the reason they do it for Dafka for a Chodesh Chaser, Mishum Bitul Malach La'am Shnei Yamin. Because the Bitul Malach of the people for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even when day 30 is when it's the 30th day of Chodesh Elul, when it's only one day, even when Rosh Hashanah actually falls out on the 30th day of Elul, when Elul is Chaser, and it's only one day. Because since they're Masih and Masuos only for a Chodesh Malay, meaning if they were Masih and Masuos only for a Chodesh Malay, the Bnei HaGola would never know if Rosh Hashanah was one day or 2 days, because they would only see the torches Motsa'oi of the second day, and only then would they have known for sure whether it's Malay or Chaser. So therefore, because of that suffix, they would have to be watching out for 2 days and not doing work. But if your Masin Masuah is only on a Chodesh Chaser, so if Elul is Chaser and Rosh Hashanah falls out on the 30th day of Elul, because that's really the first day of Tishrei, then there'll be Masin Masuah the following night, and everyone will realize, okay, good, we can go to work the next day. So it's the way of maximizing people's work time. Now, the Mishnah said, Kate, so I guess let's make a main point over there. The main point is that they would only do the torch raising for a Chodesh Chaser, not for a Chodesh Malay. They couldn't do it for both because sometimes the proper night is Friday night and then it would be totally confusing. And they couldn't do it only for a Chodesh Malay because then people would end up having to take off 2 days even for a one-day Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara further. The Mishnah said, Ketaroi Masih Masuos, Mivim Kluntzos, they would bring these torches and all these the stuff they would wrap on the wood and to make it light. I'm review that. Arba Mine Arazamein, there are four types of Erez, four types of cedar trees. Erez, Kitrom, Eitz Shemen, Uvrosh. Those are the four types. Kitrom, Amarav, Adra. It's an Adra tree. Dere Bshila Amri, Mavliga. It's a Mavliga tree, whatever that means. Vamri La, Zugulmesh. So we're just identifying the wood. Upliga de Rabbi Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda, who holds that there are four types of Arazim, disagrees with Rabbi Rav Huna. Dam Rabbi Rav Huna, Amri Beirav, Asara Mine Arazim. There are 10 types of cedar trees. Shnemar, Atein Bamidbar Erez, Shita Ba'adas. Ve'ez Shemen Asim Barav Abrosh, Shita Rasashra Yachtov. So Erez is Arza. Shita is Tornisa. Hadas is Asa. Eitz Shemen is Aparsima. Barosh is Barasa. Tidhar is Shaga. Ta'ashur is Shurivna. Presumably they knew what these were, and they're identifying for people who knew the different types of woods. Hani Shivahavu, says the Gemara, but that's only 7, that's not 10. Ki Asher Avdim Yomar Osifu Aleim, Elonim Almogim Almugin. 3 more types. Alonim, Butmi, Almugim, Bluti, Almonim, Bluti, Almugin, Ksisa. That's the identity of these three additional types of wood. Ikada, Amri, and some say that the three extra types of woods are Aronim, Armonim, Almugin. Aronim, Are, Armonim, Dulve, Almugin, Ksisa. So, okay, we're identifying the different types. And the pasuk says, "V'tzi adir loya avrenu." Yishaya Navi is misnave on the brook that goes from the Beis Hamikdash lasid lavo, that even the tzi adir is not going to be able to pass it because it's going to be gushing with such force. So, what is this tzi adir? Amarav zuburne gedola. It's a very large ship. Hechi avdu. Why would they make such a large ship? So the Gemara says that they would do it to take almugim from the seabed, and the almugim were a very expensive type of wood. So Maisi Shisalfi Gavri, they would take 6,000 people, Betresa Yarchishata, over the course of 12 months of a year. Vamilan, some say Tresa Alfi Gavri, 12,000 people, Beshita Yarchishata, over the course of 6 months, Vitani Lachala, and throughout that entire time they would lift sand on the boat, Ad Shachna, until the boat would sink and would go all the way down to the seabed, to the ground of the sea. But the boat was so gigantic that the top of the boat was above the water, because the water wasn't deeper than the boat. V'nachis bar amurai, and a person who knew how to swim underwater would go in. V'katar atuni dekitna, and he would tie ropes of flax, which were very strong and can't easily snap. Biksisa, one side to the almugim. V'katar luhu, bisvinta, and the other side to the boat. Then v'natli chalav v'shadul v'ray. Then they would start throwing all the sand overboard. V'kami de medalia, and as the boat started to lift off the ground, because it was the sand that was weighing it down was being thrown off. Akramasya, it would uproot the roots of the almugim and bring it up. Umachlev al chatrein b'kaspa, and the almugim was so expensive and so valuable that for one measurement of almugim, you can get two of an equal measurement of silver. It was twice as valuable as silver. You would say it's worth its weight in silver, but it's worth double its weight in silver. So that's the story of the almugim. The Gemara identifies, let's make a main point out of that. The Gemara highlights how valuable almugim wood is by telling us how they would mine it from the bottom of the sea. Tzchlas parvas avyam. There are three types of three ports that they would go in boats to the depth of the sea to get expensive things from. Tarti be Romai, two of them were by the Romans, v'chada de be Parsai, and one by the people of Paras. De be Romai, maskan ksisa. By the Romans, they would take out atzi almogim. De be Parsai, maskan marginyasa. By the Parsim, they would take out pearls. Umekarya parvasa de mashmahig. And because it was such a chash of a thing, they would call it the port of royalty. Amr v'yachron, kol shita v'shita. Every tree, shenatl nachm Yerushalayim, that the Goyim took out of Yerushalayim when they destroyed it, asar Kadosh Baruch Hu lachziran la. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring it back to Yerushalayim lasalava. Shenemar etain bamidbar erez shita. From the fact that the pasuk says etain and not eta, I will plant, sounds like he's going to take trees that are now somewhere else and bring them back to Yerushalayim. They midbar eli Yerushalayim. Shenemar tzion midbar haisa. And when it says midbar, it's actually a reference to Yerushalayim because the pasuk says that tzion was made into a midbar. Vam Rabbi Yochanan also taught. Kalalami Torah veinu melamda. Anyone who learns Torah but does not teach it to other people, domala hadas ba midbar, is like a hadas growing in the desert where there's no use for it because there are no people to enjoy it. So it's not good enough to learn Torah. A person has to strive to teach Torah as well. Igadamri kala lomei Torah umalamda b'makom shein talmidei chachamim, that anyone who learns Torah and teaches Torah when there aren't other talmidei chachamim available to teach, doma lahadas b'midbar, he's like a hadas in the desert, the chaviv, which is very precious because it gives off a delicious smell in a place where there is nothing else, where there is no other greenery growing. So that's the great zuchus of being a Talmud Chacham who's teaching Torah in a place where there aren't other people available to teach. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, oy lahem lo'avdei chavim shein lahem takana. Woe unto the idolaters that don't have any takana. Shenemar, tachas anachoshes aviza, v'tachas abarzel, v'kesa, v'tachas eitzim anachoshes, tachas avanim barzel. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring what they stole from the Jewish people twofold and fourfold. Tachas Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav, mai mevi'in. Yeah, but what about Rabbi Akiva and the Asara Ruge Malchus? How's the Kodesh Baruch Hu going to replace them twofold or fourfold? V'aleim huomer v'nikesi damam lo nikesi. That even if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to forgive the Ovdei Chachamim from all other Averos, he's never going to forgive them for the Jewish blood that was spilled, because there is no way of replacing Jewish blood that was spilled. That is a total loss. That's something that they're never going to be forgiven for. So let's make another main point over here. So I guess the last main point will be three statements of Rabbi Yochanan. A, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return all the trees that were lost from Yerushalayim, that were stolen from Yerushalayim. B, it's critical to teach Torah, especially in a place where there aren't others available to do so. And C, even if Hashem could forgive the Ovdei Chachamim all of their other sins, he can't easily forgive them for the loss of Jewish life, for the blood that was spilled. So let's stop there, and we'll pick up from Umei Ayin Hayim Asim Asuos next time.